And good evening and welcome to USA-365.com. And good evening and welcome to USA-365.com. Dave Woodworth along with Frank Sprankle here on a Friday night, the 26th of December, 2014. Hey, we hope you all had a very Merry Christmas yesterday. And hey, we're coming up on a brand new year in just a few days from now. And what better passing of one's time than to take part in a holiday tournament? And that's what we're doing tonight. Frank Sprankle and myself, Dave Woodworth, and in a few minutes, Mark Smith will be joining us as we bring you the semifinals of the Hanover Central Tournament from Hanover Central High School in Cedar Lake, Indiana. Let's take a look at the lineup for the teams that we're going to be covering tonight. In our game coming up in just about 12 minutes, it's going to be the Hanover Central Wildcats with an 8-3 record coached by Doug Nelson. They are taking on the Griffith Lady Panthers with a 4-8 record coached by Tom Golenbeck. The Panthers coming off of a 39-20 win earlier today that was played in the East Gym of Hanover Central High School today. And earlier today, it was Hanover Central over Hebron by a score of 65-45. Those were the first two games played today. There were two more games played. As it was Hammond Morton over Washington Townships, 56-46 in game number 3. And it was Hobart over Knox, 45-35 in game 4. And those games played earlier today at 12:30 this afternoon in the West Gym and East Gym, respectively. And tonight we bring you the semifinals, where tonight, as we said, we'll bring you Hanover versus Griffith in the first game at 6 o'clock. And in the nightcap at 7:30. We'll bring you the second game between Hammond Morton and the Hobart Brickies. And this should be a very interesting tournament. High school girls basketball. And it doesn't get better than this. Coming to you live, this is, our fourth year. Fourth year for Frank. I think we had another year in here, believe it or not. I think you are right. I think this is our fourth year because I think it was the first year we did the tournament was the first year this West Gym was open, I believe. It was the second full year, but it was the first year of the tournament after they got themselves organized. They figured, yes, they could actually host an 8-team tournament. They have both a varsity tournament as well as a junior varsity tournament. And it's been a fun tournament to broadcast from, Frank.
Well, first of all, Dave, let me wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, Happy New Year upcoming. No better way than to spend a holiday, always a tradition for us here at USA-365.com, than by doing this holiday tournament, the Wildcat Winter Classic, always sandwiched in between Christmas and New Year's. And you have 8 schools participating, all from Northwest Indiana, spread out from throughout Northwest Indiana. If you take a look, obviously you have the host Hanover Central, but you go south, you have Washington Township, you'll go up north, you'll have Morton, you'll have Griffith, Whiting. So it's all spread out throughout Northwest Indiana. And you typically think, as far as the Hoosier State is concerned, this time of year, typically after Christmas or a few days after Christmas, right before New Year's, you will always have girls and boys holiday tournaments. It is scattered throughout the state. And this is always a special one because you always get some good basketball by the programs that always partake here. One thing about Hanover Central, they're going to give you definitely a good run for their money. They've had a pretty impressive record this year at 8-3. While on the flip side of the coin, looking ahead to our first semifinal game, Hanover Central and Griffith, the Griffith Lady Panthers coming in with a record of 4-8. Tom Golenbeck has been the head coach here, and Golenbeck, if you take a look at this program, the Griffith Lady Panthers, they have not had a losing season under Tom Golenbeck since his first year as head coach. That was 01, 02, 9-12. They've had their struggles this year, but this is a program that has won back-to-back sectional titles, Dave. They're certainly looking to make noise. as we are at the midway point of the basketball season, and no better way than through this tournament. They won convincing, likewise Hanover Central did against Hebron, but Griffith, a 19-point victory over Whiting this afternoon, 39-20. So don't let the record for the Griffith Panthers fool you. They always seem to turn it up when it comes down the stretch.
Well, we'd like to thank everyone who's tuned in. Tournament coverage on USA-365.com is being brought to you by ASC Automotive Service Centers. They are located at 14702 West 101st Avenue in Dyer, Indiana. Phone number there, 219-558-2870. And in Chicago, Illinois at 10124 South Indianapolis, their phone number 773-721-9596. Thanks to ASC Automotive Centers for being our exclusive sponsor of the Wildcat Winter Tournament. Let's take our first time out here in our pregame show as we are just about 7 minutes or so away from our broadcast time here on USA Tournament. In the world of sports, there's the thrill of victory, the cheers of crowds, and the excitement of spirited competition. As with the rest of life, there are ups and downs. And sometimes an unexpected injury on the field of play or at home or in the workplace. That's why Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine works hard to get the injured back into the game with their previous level of function and mobility. Providing the highest quality health care as efficiently as possible. Whether it's a sports, home, or work injury, the team of physicians, orthopedics, and sports medicine is ready to serve Northwestern Indiana from offices in St. John, Crown Point, and Lowell, where you can call 219-696-6353 or go online to glorthopedics.com. Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine PC is a proud sponsor of high school basketball on Internet Radio, USA-365.com. Tonight's Internet Radio broadcast of the Wildcat Winter Classic Girls Basketball Tournament on USA-365.com is brought to you in part by ASC Automotive Service Centers. With locations in Dyer and Chicago, our ASE-certified technicians perform mechanical, emission, and electrical repairs and maintenance on all domestic and foreign vehicles. ASC Automotive Service Centers are located at 14702 West 101st Avenue in Dyer, Indiana. Telephone 219-558-2870. And in Chicago, Illinois, at 10124 South Indianapolis, their telephone is 773-721-9596. Check out their website at www.ascautomotiverepair.com. That's ASC Automotive Service Centers, reliable auto repair technicians you can trust. Proud sponsor of tonight's Wildcat Winter Classic on USA-365.com. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
You're listening to the Wildcat Winter Classic live from Hanover Central High School on USA-365.com.
And we are back live at Hanover Central High School, home of the Wildcat Winter Classic Tournament, here on USA-365.com. Dave Woodworth along with Frank Sprankle. We'll be joined by our partner in time, Mark Smith, in the second half of tonight's game. He's got some other duties and reporting responsibilities elsewhere around the region right now. But we're happy that you could join us tonight for these live broadcasts. And, of course, tonight's going to be Hanover Central taking on the Griffith Lady Panthers. Hanover Central with an interesting uniform look tonight. If I'm not mistaken, those jerseys and uniforms appear to be black is the predominant color with kind of a blue or purplish blue accent color for the striping and for the logo and uniform numbers, Frank. So
I think it's a powder blue, Dave, because yeah. If you look at the colors here, it is red and powder blue. Those are the colors symbolizing Hanover Central, the Lady Wildcats. And those are pretty slick uniforms. As a matter of fact, those are their road uniforms. Now, interesting, why would they be donning their road attire when this is their own gym? Well, they are on top of the bracket. So they are technically the designated road team in their own gym here tonight, while the Griffin Panthers will be in their all-white. They will be considered the home team, even though for Hanover Central, this is their own barn. This gym opened a little less than 10 years ago. The school itself, Hanover Central High School, opened in 1966. There's an East gym and then there's a West gym. We are broadcasting tonight, as we will be tonight and tomorrow night, from here in the West gym. The West gym, as mentioned, opening about 10 years ago. The East gym is initially part of the school that opened in 1966, the building. And to the north of us, you do have a field house in which you have various basketball courts, and that definitely helps when it comes to the various athletic programs, and not just basketball, but the other athletic programs when it comes to practice time. So it's a nice building they have here at Hanover Central that opened a good 48 years ago, going on 50 in a couple of years. And it has definitely had its share of renovations with the added gym and field house here on the West End. The East End will be used tonight. As a matter of fact, the East End will be playing host to the fifth place games. You will have Hebron and Whiting. They will be the game going on at the same time as Hanover Central and Griffith. And the nightcap will feature Washington Township and Knox. That is in the East Gym, while here in the West Gym tonight, it will be in the semifinal action for first place. The Hanover Central Lady Wildcats and the Griffith Lady Panthers. So, Dave, I always enjoy doing this every year, and great people helping us out every year, being accommodating, from the athletic staff to head coach Doug Nelson. Terrific job they do here in putting on this tournament.
Yeah, special thanks to Kevin Baczynski, the athletic director and vice principal here. And it's always a pleasure to work with those folks and who are able to bring us some good action
in
terms
earlier
of girls basketball here. You know what? You said you had a chance to talk to Kevin.
Yeah, I did too. And these are interesting times for the athletic programs here at Hanover Central. Remember, this is the first year, 2014, that they have hosted varsity football. Now, it's actually a return to the football program. They did have football here until, I would like to say, sometime in the early 1970s. Not quite sure if it was 71, 72, or 73. But football has returned to Hanover Central. A lot of excitement here. They had an interesting season, obviously being the first year of varsity program. They did lose to a few teams that are well-known in the conference, and that is Whiting and Wheeler. But obviously, after the first year of football returning to Hanover Central, a lot of interest. The football field located to the north of where we are. It's only one-sided bleachers, I believe. I was here a year ago, Dave, doing this tournament, and they were actually putting together the football facility. So very interesting times here. Also talking with Doug Nelson, too, of getting ready for this game. You've had property value go up as well. Cedar Lake is really a community on the move here, and definitely a festive atmosphere here tonight. I'll tell you what, if you have nothing planned either tonight or tomorrow night, turn off that computer and come out and see all the basketball here at Hanover Central. It is the 2014 installment of the Wildcat Winter Classic here from Hanover Central. And, of course, it is Hanover Central and Griffith. That is the first semifinal game. That will feature Morden and Hobart. 8-3 is Morden, 8-4 is Hobart. Of course, there are games going on in the East Gym. And then tomorrow, and we will bring you these games here on USA-365.com, we will bring you the losers of these two games. They will play for third place, and then the nightcap will follow with the winners of these two games playing for the championship.
We'd like to thank again our sponsors for sponsoring our broadcasts during the winter basketball season. Special thanks to Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They've signed on again to sponsor our basketball games through the winter basketball season. They have offices in Crown Point, St. John, and Lowell. And, of course, ASC Automotive Service Center in St. John. They're a proud sponsor for, I think, our third or fourth year here now for the Wildcat Winter Classic. So we appreciate the Martinez family for stepping up and helping out with this broadcast and also in support of the girls basketball tournament.